it's just so surreal. Like, there's an eerie silence here as people are silently praying for the best, but have seen the devastation that the explosion caused. There's people trapped in the building. Emergency services are doing everything to get them out. We know that there some of them are able to communicate with outside, but this is a very, very dark day for this community. And we all know this community is a tight-knit community. Everybody knows each other. This place is so busy, and at the time of day that it was on, just after school, pension day, all of the rest, the post office there, it's just heartbreaking to see what's unfolded here in this community today.
And it's this community, but this is our community, and we all know people who are waiting for news. It's very, very hard to fathom.
It is. And look, the natural response when you hear a tragedy in somewhere is the first thing, do you know somebody? And this is on our doorstep. This is a tight-knit community. How many times did we all pass through this shop and stop for petrol or go into the deli or into the shop? And like, this is the only shop in this village. And this there's terrible news spilling out here from Presa today. And I don't think there's words to there's no words. Words fail you in times like this here. And we're just hoping that that it may not be any worse than what we're already here.
And whilst we're speaking now, there are still people waiting for news. The rescue's ongoing, and we've got emergency services in there working in a very difficult site as well too, and their families, I'm sure, are very keen for them to get home safely as well.
Absolutely. Like, everybody here who's who hasn't been able to make contact with a loved one is holding on, just waiting for that moment when they'll answer the phone or when they can walk out here. And we see the helicopters airlifting people. The locals were on the scene very early. They were taking people out of the shop. A lot of people got out earlier on with some injuries. Others have been taken away to a hospital, but there's people still in that building at this point in time. And that building is, as we've seen the images, the whole front is blown off. The back is blown off, and the emergency services, as you say, are working under very difficult circumstances to make sure that people are rescued in a safe and sound manner.
And it's important, isn't it, for the likes of USC, Joe McHugh, Father John Joe, who's the local parish priest here, to stand with the community. There's nothing to say, you just stand with them.
Yeah, and that's it. It's a sense of hopelessness, and talking to others here, and there's so much quiet here. It's like walking into nearly a wake, and there's nothing that we can do. And we'd all love to just roll up our sleeves and maybe help move some of the rubble, but that's not what's in the best interest here. This building is seriously damaged, and it needs to be done by the professionals who know what they're doing. So in a minute, you're just trying to be here with solidarity and let people know that they're in our thoughts, they're in our prayers, and that, as we say our own wee silent prayers this evening here in Chrysler.